And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
And welcome all boys, ghouls, and non-binary creatures of the darkness to another episode of the Scream Queens. I am Jess, and this week I still don't have Cece. I miss you, Cece. Please get better. She's a little sick right now, guys. Not COVID related. I feel like we still have to say that a year later. But so Cece, get better. I know you're on the road to recovery. We will hopefully be hearing from her next week. But this week, I have some friends with me. One of them, it has been on the show before, but one of them is new, which is shocking, actually, to me. I will go with the first friend that you guys know. It is my same co-host from last week. Wow, look at you, 2 weeks in a row. Ashley, my little sister, my sister.
I feel like a celebrity.
Oh, my God. Two weeks in a row. Oh, my God. Ashley Hello. Is here. Ashley is from Squad on the Rocks, as you guys know, and with us. In person, we're all in the same room, which is kind of crazy still to me that I'm recording with people. Normally, it's just me. Or it's Wade.
And there's a camera.
But we have Daniel, also from Squad on the Rocks.
What's up, you guys?
What's up? Oh my God, you're here.
I'm here. Finally.
Loyal listener since the beginning.
Actually.
More loyal than I.
Oh my God. It took Ashley like 6 months to listen to the episode she was on.
Yeah.
Actually.
Whatever. But we're here. Cece will be here next week. I appreciate you guys for joining me. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We are sipping on margaritas.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Post Cinco de Mayo.
I mean, yeah.
Is it?
Well, it was a long day for some of us, so.
Yeah. Daniel made us delicious watermelon margs. They are very good.
Delicious.
But we're going to be talking about, you guys saw it from the title, our top five original houses that we've experienced. We will get to that in a second. That is the main topic. But you know, I always have some news. And this week we've got a little bit of juicy stuff. I mean, depending on how involved you are on Twitter. First thing, it's also raining now, which is...
Yeah.
I love this mood music.
I'm like, what was that sound?
So the first thing we have is, if you guys have not seen Jack at the horror makeup show recently, he's been a little tired.
He got some work done.
Some serious work.
He definitely went down to see.
He looks like Zac Efron.
Dr. Miami.
Post jaw. Yeah. Jaw surgery.
Jack at the horror makeup show. He was sinking like severely.
Like you would look like breathe a little too hard, and you think he would fall over the gate.
He was leaning over the hand, like the railing, when I was
he
there
was
last
leaning
week.
Leaning with it and rocking with it.
Oh my God!
Oh, damn. And the caretaker's like, "Good, get it, Jack."
Daddy Albert's just there.
He's like, "I'm too old for this."
But Jack got a facelift. He also is up right now. People are saying that Jack looks different. To me, we looked at it last night, I think, or earlier. The sculpt's the same. I just think, I don't want to say lazy, because the makeup team at Universal is, love them. But I just feel like it was rushed, ? There's just not as much intricacies in the shadows.
I also said the shadows, because he was hunched over so much, were way more accentuated in the old one.
Yeah.
Because, like, the light was literally on, like, the back of his head.
Rhea agrees.
Now yeah. It's, like, in his face.
I don't know. I just think that the original, I mean, obviously it was original to the event as well. So,
yeah.
It just looks so much more natural, and that's what made it scary. Mm-hmm. And now this, it just like, kind of looks like looks a caricature scary. Of
this that. Is, like, his face is stark white in this one. But maybe the old one was just dirty.
I mean, fitting.
Rightfully
age.
So.
The wig also got a little bit of a... There's more yellow. I mean, it happened. It's there. Go see
she
him at
the touch-up?
Yes.
Yeah, she got her highlights done.
Wants to see Daniel?
Yeah, absolutely. But he is up right now, ladies and gentlemen.
It's up, then it's up.
He is Cardi B.
Is
he's stuck.
Oh, my God. So, next thing coming out of Universal Orlando, we have an unnamed summer food festival. There was a content creator day yesterday, I think, or the day before, at Universal Orlando, and a bunch of our friends were there, and they were posting, there is some returning food items from Mardi Gras, which, I mean, is the festival that never ends, longer than Food and Wine, literally. Mardi Gras, which was, rightfully so, it's amazing. but it kept going.
I mean, I wasn't mad about it.
Mm-mm.
I like.
I wish I a lot would have gone back, year. But I mean, I just feel like it just got too crowded towards the end.
Yes, very uncomfy.
Yeah, so. There,
now it's only gonna get worse.
We'll get into that in a second. Oh. That's the next piece of news. But yeah, there were some. There's a mangonada. There was an arepa. There was the cochina from Brazil. My favorite item that returned. There's some other things. Magic City Mayhem had the whole like spread out, and that's at Magic City Mayhem on Twitter. It was pretty. It looked pretty good, and they all got to try some of it. I was very jealous. I want to eat all the food. But yeah, there's a festival coming, and there's also a structure outside of the tribute store that has popped up. Some little, like, metal things. I don't know what that means. I will say, didn't the tribute store open in July last year?
I don't think it's going to be HHN related right now.
It opened in July, because we came back from St. Augustine and went to the tribute store.
Like, I don't doubt that, like, maybe the back two rooms they're already working out for HHN, but I think the front two rooms are only going to be open for whatever the hell this is.
That's fair.
I mean, and the tribute stores are always just, like, in it of itself, a work of art.
Yes.
Like, I mean, they really go in that on the set one. Dressing.
The Mardi Gras one was beautiful. The gorgeous. Frickin' boat that you basically walk into.
Dude.
Amazing.
Yeah. Fantastic. But yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. Wasn't there a summer? No,
it'll
it
be
was
like a throwback HHN. Store, and it'll be like all like
oh, that was planned for last year.
Original like earthquake. They'll have like
yeah.
the vintage collection.
Like that. Yeah. I never got to do it last year,
and that vintage collection is so fucking cute.
Cute.
It really is, and it keeps getting better.
I have like half of it.
I need that denim jacket before HHN.
I have.
You do. We all need them. We just need to make those the official Skank Squad jackets.
No, we need to make Skank Squad like black denim Skank Squad.
That's
jackets,
actually better.
So.
I want to act and invest.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is a conversation for a whole other day.
Yeah.
But yeah, another piece coming out of all of Orlando, Disney World and Universal have announced that as of May 8th, temperature screenings for cast members will be ceasing and deceasing? Deceasing?
Wait, isn't it today? No, it's the 6th, isn't it today?
I read that it was the 8th here. Maybe Universal was.
Universal.
Universal.
And Disney also started. No, doing.
It says
today.
Guests on May 16th for Disney. Ooh. But Universal, I know, is today. Universal has stopped doing temperature screenings. Disney has stopped with cast members as of this coming Saturday. Universal's done. And then guests on May 16th. And social distancing at Universal has been decreased from 6 feet to 3 feet.
Which is going to do nothing because nobody was social distancing anyway.
Well, here's my... I said this to you earlier when we read it, and it was that... The thing is, if you have more than two people in your group who aren't on the line together,
right,
there's no social distancing anymore. Because, like,
right.
we've gone with, like, 5 people, and that's 6 feet of people. Like, and people spread out, and, like, you social distance, but, like, people are on top of you.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. We would love to believe that people could just use common sense and just not be on top of one another.
Right.
Like, I feel like just respecting personal space is kind of like
I have
always,
to be on...
always popular, but that would require common sense.
What
common
also
courtesy.
Makes no sense to me is that like, if you see like a large party ahead of you and like, they're like 2 inches from that back line, don't stand on the next line behind them.
Dude.
Give them a space. And like people behind us would give us dirty looks about how we're not on the next line. And I'm just like, excuse, like, no, that's not 6 feet away. That's like 6 centimeters away.
Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah. We'll see. I know people were in the parks today. I didn't see a lot of posts about it. So, we'll see how that goes. Velocicoaster might be having soft previews now that AP previews are over.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing. HHN open auditions are still open until May 9th.
Ooh.
Audition.
Like
you heard it here.
May 9th, which is what, that's Sunday? Dates?
Yeah.
Dates are hard.
Mother's
yeah, that's
Day.
Sunday. Mother's Day. So you guys have, it's probably midnight, I'm assuming. So you guys have until the clock turns to May 10th. It's a video audition, and they say all sizes. So they're being size inclusive
and stilt
right now.
We love that.
Yeah, and they want Bigfoot and hybrid stilt walkers.
Hybrid stilt walkers?
I will explain that off air.
Are they like the bouncy ones?
Maybe. Because I heard that they were also the ones with the articulated, like, toe in the front. You wouldn't see it. It's under the costume.
Oh.
Remember that guy we talked to at the 30th or 35th at Epcot who was a stilt walker at HHN? Because
I know the Bigfoot ones are, like, just, like, the long ones.
Waiting
don't
for illuminations? I this is burned in my fucking head.
I
remember that.
You were there. We all were there.
Were you there for the
30th?
Yes.
Maybe
we did
person.
HHN 27 the night before.
But not...
And then we went to the 35th.
Oh, yes.
We did go. We waited for Illumination.
Oh, yes. And then we waited like two hours for the merch.
Whatever. Okay. So there's auditions are still open. You guys have until Sunday. Submit if you want to do it. One last thing I have out of HH on Hollywood. And again, this is from same sources last week at HH and Mannix on Twitter. So there's some aerial footage of the quote unquote rumored Beetlejuice maze, the Curious George one. We say quote unquote rumored because those spec maps are pretty accurate at this point in life. Like,
right.
They've been accurate for a while. Mm-hmm. There is, you know, some wood and stuff like that. They're starting to lay out the maze. You can see that. But there is a little structure that looks like three houses that match some of the kind of the look of the model from the HHN Orlando Beetlejuice maze. So I feel like that just fuels the, you know, the speculation that that's the Beetlejuice maze in Hollywood. And they're continuing with construction. So positive. The three of us are like seriously looking at
Yes.
I feel like it's more or less happening. Yeah. And the rain is just making it like more dramatic. Like,
yes, do it. Do
go!
It.
I was going to go without you guys if you decided not to.
Honestly.
So.
Okay.
I mean, is she wrong?
She would not do it by herself.
Don't try me.
Don't test me, bitch. Okay. So, yeah. That's it for news. I have nothing else. Have you guys heard anything? Spiral comes out next week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that.
There's some other horror movies that I've seen. Nothing that I've...
What is that one that I keep seeing the trailer for? With the dead-looking guy walking on the side of the road. It, starts with an I. I don't remember.
I don't know. So, I see there... I have, a list that I found on Bloody Disgusting. Spiral comes out 5/14. Army of the Dead is 5/21. Quiet Place 2 is 5/28. Conjuring 3 is 6/4. Forever Purge is 7/2. So we have hella drops into July.
What is the name of that movie? It's gonna.
And then there's so
off.
Many more after that. I know what you're talking. It doesn't start with an S. I thought.
Yeah, but there's
Summoned.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Summoned. I believe it's Summoned. That's with the guy crawling, right?
No, he's walking.
Summoned, right? No, that's
I
not.
I think there's other not necessarily top tier horror movies, but there's other kind of more independent ones coming out too.
Yeah. I'm trying
to see. Just can't think of what any of the names of there are because do I remember names? Absolutely not.
Same. It's okay. Whatever. It's okay.
Clearly, we came prepared.
But right, Don't Breathe 2. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sequels.
Which I'm interested to see how that's going to be continued.
Halloween Forever comes out this year.
Halloween Kills.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Halloween Forever.
Basic White Girl. All right. So we're going to discuss our top five favorite original Halloween Horror Nights Orlando houses because none of us have been to Hollywood yet.
Yet,
which is another reason why we want to go. Mm-hmm. That's the plan. We'll see. Hollywood needs to announce an event first.
That would be really nice.
I'd like to see the Terror Tram. Ashley wants to walk through the Bates Motel. Let Trashly live her
dream. I want Norman to chase me and then capture me and kill me. And his house.
Do we only have to pay for two flights back?
I guess so.
I want to see the Bates Mansion as well. And then him come and kill me if we meet him. Oh my god, I'm going to meet Norman. Hopefully.
The realization. You guys,
this is all that. I'm like,
true emotion.
I was like, he stands outside of the house.
Yeah, he does. With
his
little 19-year-old
time. The
Terror Tribe?
The Terror Tribe. Yep. This coming new 2021 to Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood.
The Queen Queens.
That's how the dogs say it.
So we ranked our top five. We ranked them in order 5-1. Five is, our fifth favorite. Yeah, I don't want to say least favorite. So let's remind everyone, I've been 27, 28, 29 in light. Ashley?
I've been the same years plus 25.
Daniel?
I've been every year since 26.
There we go.
Party.
So Ashley missed 26. I missed 25 and 26. Daniel missed 25. So we all really, we fucked up there.
Yeah.
I kick myself in the ass every day for not going to 26, but whatever.
I kick myself in the ass for not going to HHN earlier.
Same.
Yeah. And look at us now.
Look at us now.
Okay.
Addicted to the scare.
So we also have some honorable mentions. We do that before we do number one. You guys know how this goes.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Ashley, as the returning guest, I'm going to ask you to start with your number five.
Okay, my number five, controversial, especially for this group, is Graveyard Games.
You bitch, get the fuck out of my podcast. Get out of
here. Hey, at least it made it.
There's the door, bitch. There's the door.
Yeah, Graveyard Games. I know it's going to be spoken about multiple times. You don't know the next episode. Fuck me. In like the next like coming minutes or whatever, or 30 minutes. I don't even know what I'm trying to say anymore. I liked Graveyard Games. Was it my favorite of 29? No, it was my favorite original of 29. However, in prior years, the originals literally like kicked my ass and told me to go home. So
they velocicoastered me,
and I don't even know what that feels like.
They called you a dirty whore.
I can told you to get out. Imagine that's what riding Velocicoaster was.
Oh my god.
I like Graveyard Games. I'm not going to say much about it because I know Jessica's going to literally have like a whole like 700-page novel.
I feel attacked.
Let me just say, I specifically did not mention Graveyard Games because I knew you wanted to talk about it.
I wasn't going to.
I'm so glad I prepared a fucking slideshow.
No. I expected a full thesis.
You're going for your PhD in scares, right?
Right. I am the PhD in spoopy.
Right. But like when I was looking at the map of the previous years, I was like, I see ones that I like more.
It's fair.
But it's top five, obviously. I'm sorry. Did I really piss you off?
It's okay.
Jessica, it wasn't even my favorite of 29.
I know.
We're gonna gush about it later.
We
get it.
Here's the thing. Cece's my co-host. I love her to death, but we never have the same opinion, so it's okay. She ranked the fucking, what was it, Manhattan over the original. Oh,
yeah. I know, and we've heard about it every episode since.
Did she rank it over
Jason Lives? I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I don't remember.
I don't want to talk about
it. Did she rank it over 4? I don't remember. I remember nothing about that except everyone saying Jason Lives was the best. No, I'm thinking of... What Jason the fuck Lives am I thinking of?
Girl, I'm moving on. Daniel, please save this conversation with your number 5.
All right. My number 5 is Scarecrow the Reaping.
Can I say that that's also my number 5? So we can talk about it together. That is my number 5.
Because that's a big bitch.
That is not even on my list. Not even an honorable mention.
Girl, we got stuck for 5 minutes.
I liked Scarecrow.
Okay, but we have to talk about that whole experience for a second.
You were not there for the 5-minute stalk.
Oh, wait, no.
No, we're talking about the dumb bitch.
Yeah. Oh, the dumb bitch. Oh, my God. Can we talk about that?
So, okay. So, let me say this.
Our first ever night of HHM.
I really only put this on there because an iconic moment for the three of us came out of that house. However, that was one of the worst walkthroughs of a house I've ever experienced because I'm pretty sure the guy in front of me was on
something.
Molly, whatever. I don't even know what he was on, but he was like interacting really weird with the scare actors. I missed absolutely everything.
He like would stop at every like
every doorway. He would stop, hold the door hinges, collect himself, take a deep breath, prep himself, and then proceed.
So, and
while we're being yelled at to keep going from
I literally could have been one of the scarecrows. So I'm literally on his ass without me even trying. And it really ruined the house, but it was an awesome house.
Yeah.
The costuming was amazing.
That's a big
When they stopped us right before the cast change, before we went.
Oh my god, we saw
like,
all of them go.
It was like going through the redwood forest, sweetie.
Oh my god, trees. Because all of the guys in this house were 6'3 and tall. 6'3? 6'3 and taller, 6 foot and taller, something like that.
Girl.
There's a 6.
They were tall, they were large and in charge, and homeboys came here to party.
Big bitches.
Ashley and I got stuck, so we did the Soul Collector social media, what was it called?
Yeah.
Soul Collector social media event. And Ashley and I, when you got eliminated, you got an express pass.
The event.
So you like got to do a lot of the event. So we went through Scarecrow, and Ashley went first because I'm a little bitch. We all know this.
I like was so scared that I don't remember going.
You were on top of that guy in front of us.
Oh my god! Yeah. So
we
weren't supposed to like help each other out during the whole like media.
It was like a scavenger
hunt. But we made friends, and we were just like, "Hey, it's over here." This type of shit.
And they helped us, and we all made it to the same round.
Whoever he was with went first. Then he was in front of me, and I remember specifically in the Fallen, I ran head first into his back.
Oh my god!
I was like, "I'm so sorry." He's like, "It's okay."
No, but we got stuck, and it was the double scare. There was, like, I guess it was a hallway with a double scare.
I don't remember.
And Ashley was in front of me, and I was in the hallway, and we got stopped for, I think someone threw up, honestly.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And we got stuck, and I was in the hallway, and they came out, and they both pushed their chests into my shoulder and sandwiched me for, like, the whole time we were stuck there. And Ashley's like, stop pushing me, and I was like, they're touching me! I can't!
I don't remember this.
And you were, like, not aware of what was going on
with me. No, because I had my hat, and I was probably, like, looking down.
Yes. And it was genuinely the most terrifying moment I've had in an H.A. Jen house. And the guy in Hive screaming, look at me! And he's like, no! Oh my God. Look how she's evolved. I walked straight into Beetlejuice.
Jessica?
As always.
It doesn't really say much about you.
Ashley, what's your number four, bitch?
My number four is Slaughter Cinema.
That's controversial.
I know. I wanted to put it higher, but again. Slaughter Cinema is, why, like, good or bad?
No, people love that.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like, people would put it as their, like,
number. Aaron is currently, if you can put typing it higher, a mean tweet.
If you put it higher, if you put higher than number one, like, people would. I love Slaughter Cinema. And, like, when we did the Unmasking the Horror Tour in 28, and we weren't supposed to go through Slaughter Cinema, but they let us go through the sorority sacrifice and, like, the entrance. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah. This house is great.
We ordered the Shelby print.
Oh, yes, we did. Yeah, I'm so excited. So
it was just so fun.
Yeah. Yes. Very scary, too. And then,
and very scary.
Which is surprising. And then all, like, the stupid, like, Barbara Chung. I love Cult of the Beast, baby.
Oh, my God.
And you see just the baby, like, hanging in the corner. Like, yeah. Hey, guys. Do as I say.
Double dogs. My dog.
Oh, my gosh. And then the midnight snack with the giant fucking head. Those giant heads literally destroy me. I knew that Beetlejuice, the one in there, every time I would go past it, it would activate. And then, like, 2 seconds later, activate again. And I'm in the next room and I'd still jump and scream. That's but yeah, the big heads always destroy me. Shitty's Kids, like, the names are great. The scares are fantastic. I want to see, like, how they did with Yeti, where they pull from the house now to make other houses, because obviously they were shelved and they were put in this house, like, the whatever. I'm not good with my words.
They couldn't be, like, full fledged houses on their own. Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like they can, like, take them and evolve them.
Yeah.
Like, Midnight Snack, I'm here for it.
Oh, definitely. Daniel, what's your number four?
My number four is Carnival Graveyard.
My number four is also Carnival Graveyard.
What the fuck is happening?
Daniel, we can't do this. My show. Wow. Get out. You and Ashley, I'm doing a solo.
Wow. I'm very shocked.
You thought I was going to have that as, like, my number one, right?
No, I didn't know what your number one is. Yeah, honestly.
We all knew Carnival Graveyard was going to be on here. I'm a slut for the history.
I love this.
And this house was history with a story, like, on top of it.
Yeah, it was so cool. It was, like, that was definitely one of the coolest mazes that we've ever been through.
Mm-hmm. And I was in a wheelchair, so I did not have to look where I was going, and which helped me even more.
My fucking navigating skills through that house.
Yes. Girl.
5-star.
Girl.
And again, it also helped, we went through unmasking. So they would, like, tell us, like, this person, you have, like, a fork in the road, and then someone comes out and tells you to go the other way.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, but, like, this house was fucking insane.
I know. They literally emptied the warehouse.
And Ashley, we know how much you love a clown.
Right.
They weren't even, like, clowns.
They were carnies.
They weren't clownish. I was okay with them.
They were, like the pieces had, like, meshed with them. They were, like, biomech.
That's right.
Yeah, they're not clowny.
They were biomech. There was, like, the one guy with, like, the...
Yes.
And yes.
Can we talk about the stupid,
with, like, the lightsaber?
The stupid freaking, like, monkey toy that would fall with the
bungees. With the bungees!
My favorite was the Tunnel of Love, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where they ripped the faces off and they had them on and they were kissing. Oh, my God.
So cute.
You imagine, you're a scare actor, you get their first day of training, and they're like, so this is your cast partner. You guys are just going to be making out. COVID would never...
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
We're never going to get this one. No, but Carnival Graveyard is, like, my cup of tea when it comes to originals, besides my other ones. We know I love a traditional Halloween. I'm going to get to that, obviously. But, like, this is my other... This is why I love HHN, is, like, a house like this.
Yeah.
So, other years, I probably would have, like, the other... What was the one that they did with, like... It was a warehouse. It was literally a warehouse. They did, like, whatever. What were you going to say, Daniel?
I was just going to say, it was great because it wasn't necessarily... It was, like, already a great idea for a house with, like, an HHN filter.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it wasn't, like, screaming, like, hey, this is our event. Like, it was very, like, it was very diffused, and I liked it.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
You had to, you really had to find the Easter eggs.
Yeah, and I feel like the unmasking tour really, like,
there was a couple of them that we were like, oh yeah, that's this. Even you pointed out a couple of them while we were doing the tour, but I liked that. But there were a couple of them where we were just like, oh, that's so cool.
He had to, like, shine a light on some of them and be like, look in here. Yeah. And, like, that was like, oh, I hope the Unmasking Tarkin's back this year. I will take it multiple times.
Oh, absolutely. I wish there was one where you could do all the houses. Like, take all my money. Here's my credit card, my debit card, and my
the TikTok account. Where they're just banging the fucking counter.
that would have to be like a one per day tour.
Yeah.
It would take all day.
Oh, for 10 houses?
Yeah. I will sacrifice someone.
You'd have to have multiple breaks.
Worth it. Worth it.
But multiple breaks, because the three house doesn't get a break, I don't think.
But honestly, that would be all day HHN experience. Could you imagine doing that all day? You basically have like a nice dinner break and then you go right into HHN.
You would do that if they ever do character dining, and it's like a whole package.
They would have to do like a 9 a.m.
Universal, hire us!
Literally.
Right now.
Excuse you.
I'm kidding.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna do my number three. I'm gonna jump in because I wanna talk.
Fair.
No, this one, I feel like if you would have asked me, in 2019, I would have said that this was my number one ever. Shut up. My number three is Scary Tales Deadly Ever After.
Me too!
Jesus. I hate us.
Wow. This is going to be a very short episode.
We did not talk about this at all.
No.
I literally sat outside 20 minutes ago. I was like, oh shit, I haven't thought of my
When Daniel soon. Got here, I was like, oh yeah. I like texted him at like 3 o'clock. I was like, this is what we're doing.
That is so fucking funny.
Oh my god.
Scary Tales is that bitch.
Scary Tales is, and I talk about this all the fucking time. Scary Tales is, I think we have a dog trying to break into the room.
Someone's
right
like,
now.
I want
to
be on the podcast. It might be Flynn trying to run away from the thunder, to be honest.
Funny boy. It's okay. He'll be fine. Scary Tales is like the reason I fell in love with HHN, because in the Islands of Fear documentary, or the Art of the Scare. I'm sorry, Nico. Art of the Scare. That's correct. They fucking showed it, and it was like Alice in Wonderland and the rabbits were like dead.
I literally remember watching this with you.
Yeah, and I was just like, this is the coolest thing. It was like everything, because I was a Disney kid. We all were. I grew up on Disney, and they made it scary, and I was like, ooh, I love that. And then I got to I cried when it was announced for 28. Literal tears. I was like, I get to see it. And like this house, the facade.
Sweetie.
Let's start.
The flying witch bitch. The flying witch bitch.
Flying witch bitch. I want a shirt that says that. Like a jersey, the flying witch bitches.
Yeah. Elphaba said she's going to swing from the chandelier. Mm-mm. And she did.
The costuming. The fact that we got Rapunzel with her fucking scalped.
And Pascal just like actually like quietly on the wall.
Yeah. The smell in the empty room.
The Little Mermaid being
baby
all
bear.
Different.
Oh, yeah.
Baby bear.
I remember going through the house the first time and Daniel's in front of me. I was like, Daniel, baby bear! And he comes out and like Daniel could have flown across the room.
Yes.
Like, that bitch
girl
really got him. I was like, Daniel, you didn't remember!
Were you dancing?
And then I was like shaking him. I was
Ashley,
like, Daniel!
Ashley was twerking through the house just like, baby bear!
I mean, I always do, but it's more like, I do like the running man in place.
What else was?
This is my room!
That's the only trigger I can think of when I think of
so skin. Yummy in my tummy.
Oh my god, Hansel and Gretel with the smell. Oh, the gingerbread smell. No,
oh
it was
god.
So good.
Oh my god, I'm talking about the Humpty Dumpty smell.
No, yeah.
Disgusting. No. And
scary
then the freaking mirror room with the witch. Literally, I hate. We all.
There was another flying
rooms.
Scare in that room.
Yes, again, I hate mirror rooms. They always get me because I'm gullible.
Well, you literally never know where they're coming from. I'm sorry. Like, I can never figure
great
it out.
Body, isn't it?
Actually, he came out 4 times in front of you, and you jumped every time.
I'm jumpy. What do you want from me?
What's your number three? That's what I want from
It was
you.
Scary
too. Oh, we all just talked about. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Daniel, what's your number two?
My number two is Dead Waters.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. At least we're different.
Okay. This is one of my honorable mentions.
Same. Let's just talk about it now.
Dead Waters. First of all, Man in Bush.
Fuck Man in Bush!
The Gilly Man suits, guys. We, every time they come
fuck.
Out. My favorite was Man in Bush.
Man in Bush!
We said Man in Bush was coming out, and then he jumped out, and we all dropped.
First of all.
They had no right to build a facade that good.
No fucking right.
They had no fucking right.
And I know this house gets shit on by everybody.
Why?
Because it's like such an abrupt ending. The story is not very clear, but the facade
cares?
Is that
it was
bitch.
Beautiful.
Right. And there was tilted hallway.
Falling to our knees.
Me falling into the wall.
And then me falling on top of you.
And then you ran out of the house.
Did I run out of this one?
You ran out of this one.
You run out of every other house. Girl.
Don't yell at me.
I'm the only one who doesn't run out of the house.
Why do you have to raise your voice like that?
on your breast.
But yeah, I mean, and then I love a voodoo moment. I love a New Orleans vibe. It was great.
Ask you guys a controversial question because we experienced it.
Sure.
That house at Hollow Scream, the voodoo house at Hollow Scream.
Oh.
Which is better? Deadwater? I can't even remember the name of it.
I don't even remember. I just remember there's a voodoo house. I can't tell you what the fuck happened in that one.
Remember, you went through like a processional, like a funeral processional. You walked under the casket.
What?
Wow, am I the only one?
I only remember like, the black spot, the ending, because there was a scare actor outside.
No, and, oh my god, what was the...
Insomnia?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, Insomnia. The Insomnia, that was fucking weird.
That was weird.
No, what was the hotel one?
Hotel Hell!
That one
Honey,
was great.
That was so phenomenal.
Good. So
That
good.
One was great.
But I distinctly remember their voodoo house. I did not like it more than Deadwaters. I really did enjoy Deadwaters.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, clearly it was not good enough.
So you guys didn't
remember
it,
so...
But I feel like this is also the house where they've had you go forwards and backwards before through. Because Hollow Scream keeps their houses for 5 years. Like, Knott's and all the other ones. So, like, it literally, like, you used to go through it the other way, and then you went through backwards, and then I think we were back the forward way when we went through it. We walked in and there was like a voodoo scene happening, like with the table floating.
I remember the slaughterhouse too because they had the moving walls.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. And Jessica was like,
remember,
I'm not going that way.
I was
way.
So scared of that house.
I still don't remember the voodoo house though.
We should go to Hollow Scream.
The slaughterhouse one was good too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Back
wrong
to
voodoo
HHN.
House.
Oh my god. Okay.
So yeah, Deadwaters. I just love it.
You love voodoo.
Yeah.
I love it.
I loved it.
I like continuations of things that Universal has already done also. Even though I didn't see the scare zone in person.
Yeah.
I still love this goddamn house.
Yeah.
This house was just so pretty.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Like, I was ready to move in.
I feel like when we did on our old channel, when we did our HHN review, I think this was, like, everyone's number one besides AHS.
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
So number two.
Yeah.
So, we liked it.
Yeah.
Hot take. Deadwaters isn't that bad.
What's your number two?
Number two is Carnival Graveyard for me.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Love her. Love a bad bitch.
I love that for you.
I can't get enough. This house, I love to watch the walkthrough, like, all the time.
Honestly, yes.
All the time.
Yes.
And it's then, we've talked about it already. I love that house.
It's amazing. I don't know when they'll bring it back, if they'll bring it back.
I also like that it was so open, but also, like, so closed in at the same time.
Yeah.
It was all one scene. But vignettes inside of one big scene.
Right, like, they didn't do, like, the super tall walls or anything.
Yeah.
I remember the gates, like, crashing
could, like,
onto each other.
Yeah.
Love it.
I loved it. Ugh.
And there was gats in there.
There were a lot of
gats
in there. My favorite scare was the one guy with, like, the carnival game.
And,
then
the door busts open.
It.
And she's like, hey, bitch, I'm here.
Literally.
And then all, like, the pinned up dead trespassers all over the place.
The barrel scare that disappeared after the first weekend.
Wasn't there a guy that, like, also fell onto you?
That was the
clown.
Oh, yeah. Monkey.
The
clown
animatronic
head,
clown that, like, he was, like, going and then there'd be, like, a surge. Because all of it was connected to, like, one generator in the center. That was, like, the scene.
Yes.
I only remember that because of our tour guide on
Oh, my God. What was his name?
Was it
John?
John Daniel.
He looked like
David.
A John.
Was it David? I think it was David.
John, David, Jingle.
John Jacob Jingle.
I don't know. He was great.
Yeah, loved him. Okay, my number two is Slaughter Cinema. I love Slaughter Cinema. That is the house I wish we would have gone through more than once, but I watched the walkthrough of that more than any other walkthrough in AHHN. Like, I'll sit back and be like, I just want to watch Slaughter Cinema today, and I'll just, like, turn around and Wade will just be like, oh, it's that one. And I'm like, it's that one. And he's like, cool. I love B-movies, though. Like, we were talking about it outside. I love shitty horror, and this is shitty horror.
Yeah.
And I love that we got Yeti continued after.
But the best part is that it wasn't, like, shitty on accident. It was, like, fully realized.
Yeah.
And that's what I really love. Mm-hmm. I love when you fully lean into it, which that's why I love All Hallows Eve so much.
I still need to watch
true.
It.
You need...
Oh, fuck that.
I will watch it. But Slaughter Cinema, I love it. Actually, you said it earlier. Like, literally, all the movies are amazing.
Like, they're the perfect length. You just get, like, one, maybe... two scenes of something, and it's just, like, it's perfect.
And they packed it with scares. Like, each room had a bunch of actors.
Right.
And some of the ideas were great. They're so ridiculous.
The makeup also, like, the Devil Dog's makeup was, like, fully realized, and it was just for that one little scene in the house.
Mm-hmm. We love it.
I'm glad they didn't, like, feel... I'm glad they weren't like, oh, there's like 10 things in this house. Let's half-ass it. I don't think Universal would ever half-ass anything.
No.
But...
But they also could have taken it as like, oh, well, we can intentionally make it look bad.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but I'm glad they didn't.
And I like Swamp Getty, actually terrifying.
Oh my god, that's a yes. big bitch.
That's another big bitch.
Absolutely.
Oh my god. Okay, wait. Has anyone not done their two?
No, I did it.
Okay, so honorable mentions.
Dick Waters.
Okay. Yes.
Do you want to do?
Okay, so I have two other honorable mentions. Same. I'll start with one that nobody else got to experience, and that's Jack Presents 25 Years.
Fuck you. I'm still so bitter. I am such a bitter bitch about this. I will never stop being mad about it that I didn't go. So, and I texted you the night you were going, and I was like, I want to go. And you said no.
No, because I was lying about who I was going
to. Yeah, I know.
Out of all the houses at 25, this is the one I remember the most. That being said, I still don't remember a lot. I remember vividly walking through the caretaker section because I remember seeing him. And then like I've watched the walkthroughs and stuff. I don't remember like the nightingales or anything, but this, like, I'm just like, so, like, if you know me, I'm terrified of clowns. I didn't know anything about HHM besides Art of the Scare when I went. So going in, I was like, oh, cool. Okay. Jack's a clown. I'd watched like the Carnage Returns before I did anything else that night. I was like, okay, cool, creepy clown showing me what the last 25 years has been. Cool. And then I get in, and then you enter, like, Jack's house or whatever, and I'm just like, absolutely not. No. So I, like, the last portion of the house, I didn't look at all. I keep hearing rumors that, or, like, things that there was, like, a room full of clowns or whatever.
It was.
And I'm like, no, not to me, sweetie.
Ashton from Coffee Shop of Horrors was one of the clowns.
It was a pitch black room to me because my eyes were not fucking open. Love this house. It's great. I like to watch walkthroughs of it. Now, like, being such an HHN fan, like, the HHN fan that I am, and, like, listening back to, like, what houses were there and being like, oh, shit, I wish I could have actually, like, seen this. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like I did because I went through 25. Yeah, like, gothic.
Fair.
And I got, that's the first time I saw the monsters. Like, they hold a special place in my goddamn heart, so.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
25 mm-hmm. years of Monsters Mayhem. Bitch.
My first one's Seeds of Extinction.
Also on my list.
That house is the most detailed house that was then covered up. It's insane.
Yeah.
Again, I'm so glad we took unmasking that year.
Yes.
Like, we could not have seen any, like, Eddie and Jack's fucking sunglass hut and
Oh my gosh, like the Mike Aiello's whatever, like the comic books they had for him, the lightning gulp, all that.
Yeah.
The figment hiding.
I forgot about that.
The figment hiding in the daycare.
The only reason I got that question right on 365's trivia tournament is because we took the unmasking tour and I've looked at that picture that I remembered the number. I was like, I like unlocked something in my brain and I was like, unmasking.
Oh, and then like the whole story of like the plane crash room.
Yeah.
With the paper.
With a whole plane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bitch, don't even.
It's so good.
I love that house.
It's so good. Daniel, what's your other honorable mention?
My other one, because so I had Slaughter Cinema, Seeds of Extinction, and actually a recent one, Revenge of the Tooth Fairy.
That's my other honorable mention.
That's not my other honorable. I did not include this one. I would just want to see it fully realized.
Yes, absolutely. I will say that the reason why I didn't make it onto my list, because it is one of the, it's actually a house that I've gone through the most besides Brides.
Fair.
Because I wasn't able to go back to HHN more than once. Except for 1 year. But anyway, I loved, first of all, the facade was so, so cool. And then I loved how you were actually experiencing the story as it was being told to you.
Yes.
So it was constantly being narrated. I loved the storybook aspect of it. I never thought of, like, taking something that's normally very, like, cutesy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And turning it into that, like, it was very much in tune with Scary Tales.
It's so different.
But also so different. Yeah. And I loved that they made it period, which I love a period moment.
Yeah.
And
we love a Victorian manor.
Yeah. And it's like, and I love that very like grim take on things. Like I love the Brothers Grimm. Like if HHN ever did a Brothers Grimm house.
I feel like this is their take on it because they probably can't for some whatever licensing reason.
But I mean, this was basically that just focusing on one story, and I really like it, and I really do hope that they bring it back and have it fully realized.
I feel like because we're already moving social distancing down 6 to 3 feet,
this house is gonna be that bitch.
I feel like we're not gonna have plastic tarps.
Oh my gosh, by the whole like basement washroom scene is gone. If they moved, that one got me every time. I remember
with the curtains.
Daniel and I went like the weekend where it was just like, oh, yeah, for one weekend. So Daniel and I went, and I remember walking into that room, seeing the sheets, and be like, oh fuck me, because they didn't have the sheet open. So, like, partway through the run, they opened the sheets where the scare actors were. But the first weekend, they had them all closed. So you had no fucking idea. And then they placed the little feet under the curtain. When we first went, this, out of Brides and Tooth Fairy, was my favorite because I was scared more in this one. Yes.
This was scarier for me.
As HHN Light went on, Brides became my favorite.
As it should.
Tooth Fairy was, like, I love being able to go through multiple times and see, like, get to see all the detail because you, like, especially because it was light out and they kept the house a little bit lighter, you got to actually, like, stand there and see all the details. And they would hold you at certain spots for social distancing, so you got to see even more.
Yeah.
I just loved it.
And I've heard it's supposed to be, like, 50% darker.
It needs to be.
Full operation. So, like,
would be great. Could you imagine that, like, going through that kind of house where everything is, like, candlelit?
Shut up.
That would be so fucking cool.
I also like that, like, as you progress through the house, like, the decay of the house got worse and worse, like, where they were being more, like, overrun by the tooth fairies and, like, essentially turned into them.
Yeah.
The house was getting more and more decayed. Yeah. I like that.
And I feel like people love this house, too, because it's very much old HHN. Like late 90s, early 2000s, HHN original house. It very much lines up with that. So it's very nostalgic for people, but it's like in 2021, 2020.
Yeah. So it was just done so well. And I think that they did it well considering the conditions that they had to work under.
Yeah.
Even though there were very obvious places where it's like, that was going to be a good scare. That could have been a scare. That could have been a scare.
The drill that's in the hallway.
Yes.
That is absolutely
the first. That would have been in your face.
Oh, I will not be opening my eyes.
The beds
room
where the tooth fairies were on top of them. Imagine them getting in your face from that like height.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I can't.
No, my other honorable mention was not tooth fairy.
They had a lot of like open scares in this house. So there were, the tarps kind of gave it away with.
I also feel like the tooth fairies are so tiny that they're going to be able to get under you and get those good scares when you're trying to hide.
Yep.
I don't know. They tried.
I was going to say something.
Oh, and the masks were really good in this house.
Oh, yes. What was I going to say? There was something
I'm sorry.
Gonna say. Oh, this, I feel like this house doesn't really get shit on.
No.
But compared to a normal year where you have 9 other houses to compare it to, it only had, we'll say, 1.5. You can't. I don't think you can even compare it to Beetlejuice. You're comparing it to Brides, and
but there are people who say Tooth Fairy is better than Brides
in certain aspects.
I feel like it was very split.
Yeah, like again, it was like always teetering back and forth.
Bride is my favorite monster out of any of them.
And again, a house that was done so well.
But as we've said it before, the monsters are not originals. They are IPs that are owned by Universal.
Because you better believe that Universal Monsters was from 29.
Yeah.
Would have been
my number one.
It would have been on my list. Not my number one. Oh, sure. My number one for 29 was not Monsters. We know.
I
have one more honorable mention.
Yeah.
Yeti, Terror of the Yukon.
Okay.
Really?
Okay, but I
know how I feel about Yeti. We've talked about it here.
We've had this discussion too.
I don't remember going through Yeti at all.
I went through Yeti like almost as much as I went through Graveyard Games.
That was
interesting.
Yeti was
It always had like an hour or less.
The first night we went, that's when the happened, and I don't remember like the second half of houses we went through.
That's fair. I lived there,
and I only went through Yeti like one more time after that. So y'all know I have a strong opinion about how these Yetis looked with their freaking Nutter Butter shaped heads. But
oh my god, they were scary. Leave them alone.
That's bringing something back. that right there.
Leave the Yetis alone. The creative like high up scares. Loved those.
I loved Yeti.
The Yeti flicking you off through the person.
Yeah.
Love him.
There were a lot of creative scares. You had the room where you walked in and the guy was, his guts were getting ripped out. And then you had the gun scare behind the door. You had the arm scare. You had the one who looked like a mannequin and their face was the same one from Poltergeist, just bloodied up.
Yep.
That one was really good. I don't know. I really liked Yeti, but I also went through it like a lot in 29. So I feel like it's kind of unfair. I would like stay and scream it because it wouldn't open right at 6. It would open at 6:30.
I don't think
so. I'd be in the first group.
Benefit from its location because no. If you're in the front, everyone wants Ghostbusters, Stranger Things, like shit like that. So
yeah,
us.
It was just surrounded by 3 really hyped up houses.
Big IPs, so it's
yeah.
Anything up there that's an original, I feel like Icons is really going to succeed up there because it's the Icons.
I'm so
yeah.
And I feel like that's the only original that really.
I wish Carrie was in a soundstage, but
they're going to do really good in
the soundstage. I know. I like. I don't know.
Oh my God, we were so close to it.
I'm in a black extended queue.
I can't stand you guys.
I would have cut into that tent if I could have.
We.
I literally could have spit and like pushed it over.
Honestly.
Oh my God.
We were
okay.
So close.
Number one, or do you have another honorable mention?
No.
Okay. Number ones. Daniel.
Hive.
Really?
Yeah.
He says it all the time.
Very controversial. So.
Hive.
That yeah. is so controversial. Yeah. That is our first house together, my first house ever.
Yeah.
I remember like shitting my pants going like, and Jessica's like, I don't think I'm ready.
Okay, so, yeah, so here's the thing. We, first of all, I love that was our first house together,
mm-hmm.
first of all. That was the first house
Very
we did.
Place in my heart.
The first house that we did that night.
Yeah.
And well, obviously because it was our first house together. And then but we completely underestimated this house.
Oh my
yes.
God. 80s vampires. It's not gonna
so
be scary.
It was terrifying.
It was actually scary.
And we basically walked through it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
and I was pulling up the rear.
Yeah, we stay and scream Duff Gardens
mm-hmm.
and then went through that as the first one because we were like, oh, let's start easy.
Yeah, it's not going to be that scary.
Yeah, we literally were like, we'll get there. We should have started with Ash vs.
Yeah,
Evil
we,
Dead.
We,
bro, I thought that was the original plan.
We thought it was going to be some campy, hokey,
like
and
no,
it was very much
bitch,
not that.
They said vampires, we're bringing Nosferatu up here.
Yeah.
Girl, all the Sif.
All the
this house, I remember like actually nothing from
there's
this
somewhere
house. I remember
no.
more of Body Collectors than
no.
I do of this house, and I don't remember much of Body Collectors.
Also,
so.
This is the house that absolutely scared me the most.
It was terrifying.
Yeah, this is the scariest house I've been through at HHN.
This is also the only house I've ever gone through once because we didn't get to go into it.
We didn't.
The second time we went.
Wasn't this the house though where That's a Big Bitch originated
no.
with the guy on? I thought it was the one on stilts.
No,
no,
it was
Scarecrow
at the
oh,
end.
That's
the
fair.
Tall bitch
that's
on stilts.
Fair. I thought the Nosferatu one also got that. There was a big like stilt walker, and he like walked towards you. I remember because you like turned around and said, "Don't look," and I was like, "Okay." I fully went down, but I looked up and I was like, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And now I would just be like, hey, baby. Ah! Hey, baby.
Kiss me with your stilt.
Hey.
Yeah. Hi.
I love that for you.
Love her.
You're the only person I know who says that. At
it's
all.
Okay. It's. I figured I would have an unpopular opinion. I had many other popular opinions, so.
That's fair.
I get that. I can have one.
That's fair. Trashly.
My number one season of Extinction.
Oh.
Okay, we know. I love, for the last 2 years, the old parade building has had my favorite house
That's
in
fair.
It, both years.
Mm-hmm.
So, Seeds was just, like Jessica said, it was like, you could walk through an unmasking, and it literally would spoil absolutely
nothing
because you could
right.
not, there were no boo holes. They were literally just, like, hug the wall, and then pop out.
They literally were just in the walkway.
Yeah, they were big
it
drapes.
It was all camo.
Oh
yeah.
my God, so good. And
the
you got the tilted hall. You got the
oh,
tilted
yeah.
puppets.
Hand puppets. They all had hand puppets on. Yes.
Oh no, I do remember that. I remember, what was it? After the plane room, there was like the wall
mm-hmm.
and then like a styrofoam kind of thing. And they would hide between that and pop out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, where the fuck are you actually coming from?
Yeah. This was Van and Bush, the house.
Yes,
the
literally.
Opening night walkthrough, one of the walls, like, actually, like, went into you and closed in on
yes.
you at one point, and then they stopped doing it.
Well, yeah, because people were probably losing their goddamn minds.
Yeah.
People are touching.
This also had a tilted hallway.
It did,
yeah.
the roof of
the Mexican
restaurant.
And that second night, we did not
scary.
Get to go through it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got, hey,
we
got
did
to experience
one
both.
No, we did one night
no,
up.
I think you guys just went, and we went
I
on
I thought
the,
we all
no.
went.
No, I don't remember.
Because I was friends with the people in front of us at that point. Because they were like, oh, you're leaving us? Because we were going that way. It was like that.
No, you.
That,
I remember
I don't know,
you two went that way and we went on the roof. Because I don't ever remember going through the hallway.
Oh, I remember.
We have definitely done it twice.
Yeah.
We've done it both ways.
Well,
and they had someone
scaring
you
in the.
Which I was like, thank
in
you.
The wheelchair accessible route. Yeah, they absolutely did. And they were like dedicated to you. So they were on your ass the entire time. And then you had to stop for the line to, like, stop, which was like, ah! Yeah. Scary.
One more time?
Ah!
Thank you.
Yes, I love this goddamn house. And it felt like it went on forever.
Yeah. Those houses are always long.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my favorite location so far. I don't think Hill House will be my favorite this year, but who knows?
I won't talk about that. I've already shit on it enough in the last couple weeks.
I want to see it.
I'm going to see it.
So am I.
Are you ready?
Are you, Daniel? Are you going to see it?
Yeah.
He said that. Are you guys ready for the thesis?
Settle in. Everyone take
a sip.
I've
only heard this about 300
so,
times.
So my number one is Graveyard Games.
I thought you were going to say Dead Exposure.
What?
Patient Zero? It's actually
Nightingale's
Blood Bill.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, not Depths of Fear?
I liked Depths of Fear more than other people, but it wasn't on my
Okay, we list. Saw it opening weekend that year, right?
Again, I saw it a lot.
Yeah, and then I saw
it. And I only saw it that one time.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I ever want to see it.
And I had a friend in the house, so, like, again, I feel like it changes your perspective.
Yeah.
That's fair. And again, when you are able to go through a house multiple times, mm-hmm. especially when you have the, you know, when you're as close as you were living in Orlando, that's where you really get to notice all the details and you get to actually experience all of the scares.
Mm-hmm. Which is why Graveyard Games is my favorite, because it is far superior than any other original. It is so good. So Graveyard Games, let's talk about those. All of the originals are pretty good. There's some flops. We won't talk about The Fallen, but that was because it got changed like the night before opening. Yeah.
Also, the timing.
I was so confused by that house. I was just like, "What is happening?"
It had like a really religious like tone, and they completely had like made them take it out last minute.
No, I remember that, but I just remember that even the actors they would kind of like
they didn't know what to do.
They were just kind of like. Honestly, some of them looked like they were just like modern dancing in the walkways. They were just kind of like, no, stop.
Spine rip.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Graveyard Games.
Graveyard Games.
We've talked about two other houses besides Graveyard Games. First of all, we start the house, gorgeous facade. Let's talk about that.
For sure.
I know I'm being a dumb
the
bitch.
Inside
continue.
Facade.
Shut up.
Also, this.
So what is the outside called? The pre-facade?
It's the other. It's a facade. It's still a facade.
It's a pre-facade.
Pre-facade. It's the pre-facade.
Ew.
So the old parade building is housing probably my favorite house this year, arguably. We've been through it already.
We're for all of
them. I loved Ash vs. Evil Dead. Trick or Treat is my favorite horror movie. So I've just been very lucky with properties in this location. I've always liked them. Like, Ashley, I was always like, the new parade building.
Mm-hmm.
Graveyard Games is a perfect house. We started with a Billy Joe from Green Day lookalike.
Oh my god.
Which
City Boy.
Fantastic. I love me some Sid.
Such clever names.
Mm-hmm. Sid and Nancy.
Such clever names.
Oh my god, shut up.
I'm being
annoyed. And just it had amazing scares. Scary ass house. It was so scary. Yeah. The kid room.
Yeah.
With Mike Ayala had a nightmare, and that's where that room came from.
Yeah, and the hallway, the black hallway. Oh, nope. Nope. With the exit sign being mm-hmm. like, hey, follow me this way.
What were they called?
The smiley people.
Oh,
the smilers, yeah.
I don't remember them, but I did watch a walkthrough, and I was like, oh, absolutely not.
It was getting comfortable.
Yep. Terrifying. But I just love this house. I think it's perfect. I love graveyard settings. I love graveyards. We all love graveyards. I like spooky houses. Halloween is my favorite holiday. I just like Halloween moods. That's why Trick or Treat's my favorite movie. I love Beetlejuice because it feels like it's always Halloween when
it's
happening.
Yeah, it feels like something that you, like, almost like a popcorn movie. Like you.
Yeah, it's comfort. It's always been comfort, even when I didn't like scary.
Yeah, like, I could totally see a movie based on that.
Right. So I loved it. I loved the concept of it. I love that you could have, like, this whole Facebook conversation with a bot that told you the backstory. And I loved seeing, like, all characters in a house that, like, had tattoos and, like, it was cool. And, yeah, they died, but...
and, yeah, they're dead.
But
and their bodies are being dragged around the graveyard by spirits. But, you know, it's cool.
I've had this conversation before. I won't run on. But Graveyard Games is a perfect house to me. I know some people agree with that, but not a lot. Monsters was everyone's favorite.
I think there are very few things in Graveyard Games that I would change.
Right.
Like, there are some effects that I'm just like, could be executed a little bit better. But the overall story was...
I love it.
Great.
And I love the tone. It had, like, that blue-green filter on it. That Dead Waters almost had, I would say.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I love it. Ugh, cool tones. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's our top fives.
Party.
Daniel and I had the same.
Basically.
We all met at chapter three.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I mean, it's fair to say that it would have been a lot different if we have been through more years.
Yeah.
But
it'll probably be different after this year.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm saying, you know, like the originals this year, if what's being rumored is coming, besides obviously the two that we've seen, which even though I don't know, Brides isn't original. Anyway, the ones we've seen, like this year, I feel like it's going to scalp us.
Yeah.
So and I'm excited. Ready for new hair, so let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. But this was the Squad on the Rocks Scream Queens takeover.
there you go.
Cece, I cannot wait to record with you next week. We miss you. I know the listeners miss you. But your health is important.
Absolutely.
And you're taking care of that, and that is what matters.
Yes, ma'am.
But Daniel, Ashley, who wants to talk about Squad on the Rocks? One of you guys can cut a little time
out. I talked about it last week.
So Daniel! All
right, so the three of us have a little podcast called Squad on the Rocks. It's a topical podcast where we randomize a list of different topics that we do not know what we're going to talk about prior to the start of the episode. And then we also sip on beverages that we try to feature, you know, a different drink every single week that we post. So, and then we give you a review of that at the end of the episode. And so, and we are the Skank Squad. So, Squad on the Rocks. Should I also do my personal?
Yeah, where can we find you?
You can find me at @ill_Daniel_ on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm not super active on either of those. So, good luck contacting me.
We'll give you his
address. I'm trying on Twitter. I just started it this year, so you know, I'm late to the game. I'm still kind of figuring it out. I still don't really know if I like it or not. But anyway. If you also want to follow me professionally, not that there's much on there right now, but we're working on that. I am a local hairstylist in South Florida in Wilton Manors. My professional page is @DanielJames_stylist.
Yes.
Work.
Yes,
literally.
Daniel's going to be doing some fun stuff with our hair for HHN.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about changing what I'm going to be doing. I think I might be going, like, magenta or something like that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, bright-ass magenta.
All colors of the spectrum.
Okay. All right. Ashley, where can we find you? I know you're part of the Skank Squad or the Squad on the Rocks.
Yes, I'm part of the Squad on the Rocks. We are a top podcast.
Oh, my God. No.
Okay, so I'm not that active on Instagram, but if you want to see cute pictures of my dog, her name is Sage, and she's the cutest little peppers in the world. My Instagram is trashly27_. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, where I am most active, it is trashly27 with no underscore. So yeah, hit me up on Twitter. Yes. That's it. I don't do anything professionally because I hate my job.
Yet.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Yes, next month. Big things coming. Watch out.
Oh my God. All right, you guys, if you want to follow the Scream Queens, we are @ScreamQueens85 on Twitter. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it is @TheScreamQueensPodcast. If you want to talk to us, give us a subject to talk about, tell us about a movie you saw, you have speculation, I don't know, you just want to say hi to us, you can email us at thescreamqueens85@gmail.com. We also have a TeePublic that is linked below. All of the social media links for the Scream Queens, Squad on the Rocks, Daniel, and Ashley will be linked below in the show notes. Yeah, we'll be back next week with another episode with Cece.
You're forgetting your other podcast. You did this last week, too.
Oh, I did. You know what? I did. I'm so sorry. Thank you, Ashley, my secretary. If you didn't know... Oh, yeah, I guess I could talk about me. I could plug my other stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Squad on the Rocks. I am the other person on Squad on the Rocks.
Who would have thought?
Wait, why are you in my room? Who are you?
I hate you guys.
It's Eugene. It's not you.
It's Wade.
Who's Eugene? I don't know.
I am also a part of a third podcast, which is called Women Can Wrestle, or WCW, which is a all-women's wrestling podcast. I do it with my boyfriend, Wade, and our friend, RJ. That drops every week. And that is @WCW, the podcast, on all social medias. You can find us on the Silver Sight Network. We are a part of the Slashing Cast Network. If you want to follow me, I am @BeetleJess on Twitter. That's the most active. @BeetleJess85 on Instagram. That's all you're going to find. Cece is @CeceTron. Cece also has a side project called See You at the Movies. I will link that below as well. Check that out. She just did a massive Tarantino ranking episode with Nico from 365.
And it's Kat. C as in C-E.
Yes.
Like C-C.
See you at the movies. That is all linked below. But that is it. I am Jess. I am one half of the Scream Queens. We are the Skank Squad. Thank you guys for joining me this week. Ashley, thank you for coming. Daniel, thank you for joining us for the first time.
It's about damn time.
I know. It's not. It will not be the last. So.
You better believe it.
Oh my God. That is it. This has been the Scream Queens. Remember to wear your mask, even if social distancing is being shortened. Still wear your mask. Get vaccinated if you haven't. Save Halloween. We will see you guys in the fog. And do not forget to scream, Queens.